This VPR News podcast is made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Please make a contribution at vpr.net. Thanks.
It's very common these days to hear Governor Peter Shumlin talking about Vermont's low unemployment rate. He often says it's the lowest rate east of the Mississippi River and one of the lowest in the country. Today, the State Labor Department confirmed this trend in a new report that shows that the rate for May is 3.3%. That's unchanged from the previous month and well below the national rate of 6.3%. Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott Milne says these labor statistics hide an underlying weakness in the Vermont economy.
I think that this race is winnable, and I see a narrow but widening path to victory. Even over the last week, it becomes more obvious that this is a very winnable race.
Milne notes that a new Federal Small Business Administration report that was released this week shows that while private sector employment across the country is growing at a rate of 2.1%, the Vermont economy only grew at 0.7%.
Vermont's economy is growing at one-third the rate of the federal economy, and I think it's going to become more apparent to people as we talk about issues and look under the surface of what's really going on, that the economy is issue number one.
Milne says health care will be another key issue in his campaign because it has a profound impact on the state's overall economy. Governor Peter Shumlin wants to implement a single-payer system in Vermont in 2017. Although he doesn't totally rule out backing a single-payer approach, Milne says he doesn't think it's a good idea.
I think it's a pragmatic decision that we need to understand exactly what it's going to cost, what the benefits are going to be, and what the risks are going to be. My intuition now, very much, is that the cost and the benefits are not going to be worth the risk.
Milne will face Emily Payton and Steve Barry in the Republican gubernatorial primary that's being held at the end of August. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.